KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 53. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, April 11th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Sunny, windy, and warm today, looking for a high of 80. We'll have southerly winds gusting 25 to 30 today, and temps in the mid-80s Thursday and Friday, and fire danger is going to be elevated. Another multi-million dollar month for new construction in Chickasha. The story part of today's cool news.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. DeHart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at DeHart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. DeHart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
2018 off to a great start for new construction in Chickasha. In the first quarter of the year, permits for about $11 million in new construction projects have been approved by the city's Community Development Department, and nearly half of that total came just last month when officials approved nearly $4.7 million in new projects. The largest was for a $3.2 million development of a new pipe yard, which was announced last year by the Chickasha Economic Development Council. A Colorado-based company called CTAP is locating in the north part of the city next to the railroad. Other new projects include the new Verizon retail store, which is under construction at 4th and Grand. That's a $450,000 project. Also approved, about $65,000 in renovations at Midwestern Pet Foods on North 9th Street to construct space for a laboratory and some additional office space. Red Rock Behavioral Health Services on Choctaw Avenue approved for $36,000 in remodeling for some additional office space. There is also more than $750,000 in residential construction approved last month, including one for a new home valued at $300,000, that on Country Club Drive. Candidates for county, state, and federal offices will be flocking to election board offices today and the next 3 days as the filing period begins for the upcoming midterm election. In Grady County, offices up for election include county commissioners in districts 1 and 3, county assessor, and county treasurer. Regionally, the district judge for Grady and Caddo County up for election, where Corey Kirkland will be running for the post that he was appointed to. Also up for election is the district attorney for District 6, which includes Grady, Caddo, Stevens, and Jefferson counties. Jason Hicks expected to run for re-election. All the seats in the State House of Representatives up for election, also post for governor, lieutenant governor, and a number of state offices. Now, the filing period runs today through Friday, and then primary elections will be held in June. Any runoffs that might be needed in August, and then the general election in November. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A Chickasha firm picks up a nice award from its parent company. Airgas of Chickasha awarded the company's National Small Branch of the Year Award for its work in 2017. The local company recognized as being one of the company's top branches based on customer service, safety, and financial performance. The company, based in Pennsylvania, has more than 950 retail locations. The firm also has cylinder fill plants, gas production facilities, specialty gas laboratories, and regional distribution centers. Employees of the Chickasha office include manager Cheryl Critchfield, Shane Downs, Travis Anderson, Elizabeth Meringer, and Danny Allen. An interesting event coming up later this month designed to create more student interest in science and technology classes. It's called STEM Night. STEM, an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. The program will be hosted by the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board. There will be hands-on activities for everyone in the family, including a fossil dig, robotics, drones, a live bug petting zoo, and polymer slime. Plus, the teacher that has the most students attending the event will win a $250 gift card. STEM Night coming up on Tuesday, April 24th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Chickasha High School Activity Center. It is free and open to the public. If you'd like more information, check out the OERB Facebook page, Oklahoma Energy Resources Board. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the NYMEX up to $65.51 a barrel, while London-based Brent crude tops $71. That's the highest price in 3 years. Natural gas down to $2.65 per million BTU. Gold, $1,350. Silver, $16.59. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm today. We'll have a high about 80 this afternoon, and southerly winds will be gusting 25 to 30. Fire danger will be elevated the next several days because of gusty winds. Already a fire weather watch posted for Friday. Right now, it's fair 53 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Aravana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Aravana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team drops a 7-4 contest at Anadarko, so the two teams split their district games this week. Chickasha beat Anadarko 10-0 Monday at Elliott Field. Last night, the Chicks scored 3 runs on 4 hits over the first couple of innings. Then Anadarko pitcher Joseph Anderson buckled down, giving up just 1 run and 3 more hits over the next 4 2/3 innings to get the win. Just the 5th overall for the Warriors this year. Anderson struck out 8 and walked 2. Matt Wilson had 2 of Chickasha's 7 hits. Caden Stevenson had an RBI double. Nick Harris and Caleb Hunter also had RBIs. At the plate for Darko, Anderson, Joey White, and Cody Mixon all had 2 hits. Gage Mosier had a 2-RBI single. Austin Albright took the loss on the mound for CHS, a complete game. He struck out 6 and walked 2. Chickasha soccer team splitting their district matches with Elgin last night. The boys won 4-1, while the girls lost 4-1. 7th-ranked USAO baseball team holds off a late rally from number 25-ranked Friends University to score a 7-6 win in Wichita, Kansas yesterday. It was the 30th win of the year for the Drovers. Friends scored a couple of runs at the bottom of the ninth and had runners at second and third with 2 out, but Drover reliever Angel Reyes came up with a big strikeout to end the game and picks up his 11th save of the year. That was a non-conference game for the Drovers. The number 2-ranked USAO softball team sweeps a Sooner Athletic Conference doubleheader from Baycone College out of Bill Smith Ballpark last night. The Drovers won game 1, 9-0 on a 2-hit shutout thrown by Emily Cerny. She struck out 9, didn't walk anybody. Randa Hatter and Shania Beck both homered. Game 2 was an 8-1 win with Jordan Depridge giving up just 3 hits and striking out 3, no walks. The run was unearned. Caitlin Hall had 3 RBI in the second game. The Drover softball team back in action today, going to Bethany to play some Sooner Athletic Conference makeup games at Southwestern Christian. Oklahoma City Dodgers score a walk-off win in their first home game of the year last night, scoring 4 runs at the bottom of the 9th inning. To beat Round Rock 8-7. The two teams play again tonight at 7:05 in OKC. Also in Oklahoma City tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder playing their final regular season game. It's against the Memphis Grizzlies, and game time tonight at 7 o'clock. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust.